A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Lamed Vav, Sukkah 36b. Pagination, page 72. Midway on the page, towards the end of a line. Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Very important. Says the Mishnah. Ein ogden es halulav ela bimino divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to bind the lulav. It needs to be bound, and it should only be bound with its own type. Take lulav leaves and bind it. Rabbi Meir says, "Afilu b'chut b'mishicha." You could even take flax string and wrap it. It's not a problem. And the prevalent approach is that, for whatever reason, but the prevalent approach is that we do bind the lulav with lulav leaves. That is the common practice. Amar Rabbi Meir said, Maisa ba'anshe Yerushalayim, there was an incident with the people of Yerushalayim, show you ogdemes lulaveim begimonios shal zahov. They wrapped their lulavim with bent strings of gold. And gold is certainly not one of the four species of, it's not the arba minim. And they're wrapping it with gold. Amrulo, and he answered, "Biminu hayu ogdim oso melmato." Underneath, you didn't notice, but they had wrapped it with legitimate binding to wrap it all together, and then they had these decorative gold things, and that's fine. That's not a problem because it was already bound independently in a correct way. Now, what we want to do is try to figure out what is the downside, what is the problem with using non-lulav leaves, non-arba minim leaves. What exactly is the problem that we're dealing with? And we'll notice that there are actually two different problems, both of which are alleviated if you use the lulav leaves. One problem is mentioned right over here. The second line of the Gemara, Omar Rava, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Kosovar, he holds, lulav tzarech agad. A lulav has to be bound. There's an obligation to bind the lulav. Ve'imaisi mina acharina. And if you introduce a different species, havachamisha mini, you're ending up with five different types. And that's essentially, going back to the Mishnah, what the question would have been. The question was, I noticed that people are binding it with gold. So if you're worried, lulav tzarech agad, lulav requires being bound, so then they're binding it with a different type, and that type becomes an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. Now you have five, and you're not allowed to add to the mitzvah. It's only four. Once Rabbi Yehuda answered that they already bound it correctly, legitimately, with a lulav leaf underneath. So what ends up over here is that they only doing those gold strings for decoration. And as a result, it's no longer a violation of Baal Tosef of adding, which is fascinating. You are taking five species together. But it was only in the opinion of lulav tzarech agad that caused the binding material to be included in the species and be considered a violation. And even in the opinion of lulav tzarech agad that it needs to be bound, if you already bound it in a legitimate way, then this additional binding is not going to cause you any problems. It's only Baal Tosef if it's an aspect that's required. And that's the way it's written up in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. The halacha is, mitzvah l'ogdom b'kesher gomor, you're supposed to bind the lulav with a true knot, mishum noi, but only because of beauty, to make it look nice. Not because intrinsically the four species have to be bound, which would be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, in which case an additional item is going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. You should bind it But the Mechaber adds, Mishumnai, only because of beauty, not because of intrinsic requirement. And therefore the Mechaber continues and says, and you could bind it with anything you want. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the whole requirement of binding was not like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. The whole requirement of binding was only l'nai, for beauty. And therefore, if you end up binding it with something else, it's not a violation. Again, I mentioned clearly, the minig is that we bind it with lulav leaves, and you have these fancy holders that are all made out of lulav leaves, and then we split the leaves and we do the bindings, three bindings on the lulav shedra, and it's lulav leaves all over. But if we go through the logic, it's only mishum noi. And if a person chose to do it differently, it's not going to be baltosif. People sometimes make a simen on the bottom of the lulav with a rubber band, a colored rubber band, so that they know which lulav is theirs. Mm-hmm. You're in a home with a bunch of people for sukkis, and people want to keep track of their own lulav. So they want to know, do you have to take off the rubber band before you do the mitzvah? Is it a problem of baltosif? It's a nice shaila. We can give a 1 hour shir on it. But if you're just looking at the material that's in front of us, it's not a problem. It's not there because of an intrinsic requirement, and therefore it's not going to be baltosif. It certainly wasn't any intention for baltosif as well. Now, the second question, which is very related, is the question of chatzitza. There's an interruption between my hands and the arba minim. So if you take a quick glance,
the material is binding.
Let's say you're going to bind it with some other material. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to extend this, even if
a wedding ring or something. I mean, we actually don't have something on your hands.
That correct.
That could be a machitza.
Correct. What's going to be right with a wedding ring?
Or any sort of ring, of
course. What's going to be with a Band-Aid? Mm-hmm. Or more in your face, what's going to be if a person wants to put on gloves? Which is not so far-fetched, because some people like to bench lulav in the sukkah, and sometimes it's cold. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing gloves. Do you have to take them off? Halacha actually is yes. But take a look at the Gemara on the facing page, counting up about 15 lines. The beginning of the line, Rava Omar, Rava teaches us, Kol lina oso eino chotzeitz. It makes a very big difference what the function of the chatzitza, of the separation, is. If it's lina'oso, to make it beautiful, if that's the function of it, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. So the gimonios, these threads of gold, were not going to be a chatzitza. Whereas if a person has something else that he's got there, logistically, or interruption, or band-aid, or whatever, so we have to clarify how far do we have to go in calling a chatzitza. I mean, the rest of my hand is holding the item. But fine, if we want to start analyzing, anything that's going to fall into the category that it wasn't lina'oso, that wasn't done to beautify the mitzvah, is going to be in the category of chatzitza. But we have a rule, and this is the clincher, that min bimino eino chotzeitz. An item with its own item is not a chatzitza.
Same material?
Same material. And again, that's the advantage of the lulav leaves, that lulav leaves are the same species. So number one, there's no baltosif, I'm not introducing anything else. And number two, it's min bimino, it's the same species, and therefore it's not chotzeitz either. Yeshikoach, have a great evening.